on the toss, unless Carroll wants to come out on offense, come out flying. So, but you got to be excited to see Josh Raby handling the ball at home again with the rest of his crew. And Greg, any scouting report on legs? Will he be out? Will he be playing today? Is he still on IR?
I didn't get to talk to the coaches about that during the week. I usually have my chat with the coaches.
They keep that close to
the week.
Legs is in uniform, so we'll see what shakes out there. The junior from Richmond, whose name in Italian means carpenters.
And hopefully we'll be saying a lot of roll pios today. That's the
roll
cheer that
pios.
They want us to
love
say.
It.
Roll pios.
Kind of like roll tide. So, and then here, kicking off for Max McCarville, number 4, the junior from Kenosha. So Kenosha must be kicker heaven. A lot of kickers from out of there, or at least 2 that we know. Back to receive all by himself is Keon Miller. And we're ready to start. As you can hear from the applause. Speaking of acapella, Greg's going to help us out with crowd noise if we can't hear it very well. There it is, yeah. Ho! And here's a kick. It's a short kick. It's caught on the bounce by Miller at his 8. He's running to his left and back up the middle. And he stopped at about the 26. Good coverage there by the Blue Jays.
Decent run
back. Elmhurst. We got a injured player for the Blue Jays. A little slow to get up. Refs will call injury timeout and give him a chance to sit as
he's going back down.
Carroll's training true.
Never like to see that on the first play, Johnny, an injury.
No, it's he's tapping his right knee, so he's getting some medical attention right now. There.
Hopefully he'll be okay.
He sure will, yep.
Yeah, I sure hate to see anybody get hurt.
Nope. Yeah, especially in the first play, as you both said,
Don, what do you say about kickoffs?
You're right. Good memory. I just say down it or let it go. They did kick it short, so we had to return it. But, you know, those are your highest instances of injuries.
Well, they are, but they're very exciting. You know, there's a lot
we
of speed
saw
going
some
on
exciting
there.
Kickoff returns last night
we
for
sure
the black shirts.
Yeah, we sure did.
Here at Schneider, we got the pios ready to start. Josh Raby and company here. Ball will be spotted in the middle of the field at the 26. Twin receivers left, single receiver right, and legs is in the game on Raby's left, so that's a very positive sign for Pio Nation here. Raby gets the snap. It's a handoff to legs going right.
He's got some room.
Great contain. He's got first down yardage. The 40 pushed out after the 45, so right away a 16-yard gain on his first run. So. I'd say that knee's looking good. So on one play, what's that noise, Johnny?
That's a sound of the chains of rattling.
Moving
first down.
The chains, yep. 14-40 and counting. First and 10 after a 16-yard scamper by Legnoli. Got to give credit to Nate Johnson, right tackle on that seal. Or excuse me, not Nate Johnson, the other tackle. Where is he? Kevin Whitman and Trevor Pye. Hand off the legs up the middle this time after the snap, and a good 5-yard gain. Pounded down hard by number 8 of Elmhurst, Bryce Gable.
Legs is looking good.
He sure is. So it's, we're calling it 2nd and 5? 2nd and 6.
At the 49?
49 of the Blue Jays. Trips left, single receiver right. Legs is on Raby's right. Snap. Raby looks downfield. He's looking to his right. And the pass is deflected. I think he was looking for legs on an out pattern to the right. Eichstad went across, so they're trying to isolate legs there. There was good coverage, though. And I believe that was number 42 for the Blue Jays. Justin Harris, the 6'3 sophomore from Proviso East High School in Maywood, down in the noise. So 3rd and 10, excuse me, Twins left, single receiver right, legs is on Raby's left. Here comes a snap. Raby fakes a handoff, looking to his right again. He's going to run it. He's in trouble, and he's a shoestring tackle after a 1-yard gain. And that is Harris again making his presence known. So the punt unit will come out.
No one likes to see a 3-and-out, but...
Nope, but they did get a first down there. They moved the ball to half field, so at least we're gaining some ground, and This is unusual. Two receivers back for the Blue Jays here on this fourth and six. Streveler into punt. Trying to get some numbers here on the Blue Jay receivers. Here's the snap. Good cover or good pressure, but Streveler gets off a little boot that dies around the 16. Not returnable. Good coverage by the Piles. It continues to roll past the 15 to the 14. So good. Good job by the Pios in terms of owning the field possession early on in the game. If we can get a three and out here, Raby and company will be back in business.
That would help.
It sure would. And, you know, you got to credit Blue Jay defense. Not only did they have coverage there on legs on that key second down play, but they knocked the ball. They deflected the Raby pass.
Yeah, and you know why it was deflected down is because Raby and the rest of the team telegraphed that play. It was a one-man read, and the defensive lineman knew it. And he jumped and blocked it.
So here come the Blue Jays. Twin receivers right, single receiver left, ball in the middle of the field. It's going to be a handoff.
They got him.
They got him behind the line for a loss.
Nice.
That's the
Nick Montes.
That's the kind of
leading the way from the left side.
From the Pioneers.
Yes. Yep. So Acosta handed that off to Aiden Pollock, and Pollock from Pella, Iowa, gets a nice welcome from the Pio defense, or not so hospitable welcome, I should say. Second and 12, 12:34 remaining.
Didn't have much of a window.
Opening quarter, yep. It's point taken there, Greg. Twins right, single receiver left, a tight bunch. Tailback left, here's a snap. Acosta looking to his left. Now he gets
got him!
Wow!
Big sack! Yeah.
Montes again. So everything's happening in pairs for D. Lyman. First was Nick Harris for Elmhurst. Now Nick Montes has a response to that. So Blue Jays going backwards here now as it's going to be third and, I'm guessing, a third and 17 they're calling it, all the way back at the Blue Jays 7. So might not be a bad time for a pooch punt for the Blue Jays here. But now they're showing Looks like a pistol. Yeah.
Eye formation or something there.
Oh, that's right. No, it's a shotgun. Twins right, single receiver left. Here's the snap. He's some pressure again. He gets rid of it. He's got a guy, but he overthrows him. Wow, he had him too, but
he was open, Don.
He was. Acosta did a good job getting out of trouble there, but before he got hit, and maybe he had to force it. But so three and out for the Blue Jays. A good defensive stand by the Pios.
Like you said, we should be getting very good field position after this punt.
Yep.
Yes.
And that's, I believe that's Sammy Muth back to receive for the Pios, number four. He's at the Blue Jays 40. He's moving all the way to the 40-yard line here, and Blue Jays pin back.
That punter's right on the
Nick
edge
mullet
of the end zone.
Right there, yeah. I hope Nick Mullet's got to wear a mullet. Let's see his photo here. Here's the punt. Good pressure there. And it's caught at the 46 by Muth. Cuts left, cuts right. Oh, a good shoestring tackle, but he does get to the Blue Jay 41-yard line. So about a 7 or 8-yard return there. Good open field tackle there, getting an arm out and tripping the leg legally.
Well, like we said, good field position here.
Yep. So now Raby and company take over at the 36-yard line. I stand corrected.
It is worth mentioning that Elmhurst does have an all-conference number one defensive end in the conference.
So that would have to be either Ettore Agbenya or Jamin Gooden. So here we go. Single receivers, both sides, ball in the right hash. Legs is on Raby's right, tight end wing right. Here's a snap, and it's going to be legs off to the right side. And he's got some positive yardage there. Good blocking. Gable with the Harris with the stop, so we're calling his name again. So Justin Harris would have to say, hey, Greg, what about me? I'm the one making all the plays here. We got second and about six. Second and five, they're calling it. Ball at the 32. Twins left, single receiver right. Legs on Raby's left here. Raby looks to the sideline. He gets the snap and hands it off to Legs, this time going from his left to the right. Cutting up field, close to first down yardage.
Very close. About a yard short, I think, Don.
Yeah, so,
Johnny, what do you have to say about this ground game here?
Well, I'm loving it. You know,
I do too. Yeah.
It's typical. You know, Coach Buddha likes to establish that run, and I'm love seeing that. It means the offensive line is doing their deal.
Yeah.
You know, Legs is looking good.
You got it. So now we got third. Actually, they're calling it third and two here at the 28. Single receivers, both sides, wing right, tight end there. It looks like Brockmeyer. Now he moves over. Legs is on Raby's right. Here comes a snap. It's going to Legs. This time on the left side. He's got room
in the
outside.
Room.
Oh! Cuts again. He's
going towards the corner.
The 10. And he's finally brought out of bounds at about the 6-yard line. First and goal. Piles.
What a run, Don.
More great blocking. Got to credit Nate Johnson and Joey Cole on the left there for sealing the Blue Jays in. And a good job. A quick cut further outside by Legs opens up the field. So
big run, no flags, which is what we like.
9:54 and counting here. First and goal in the opening quarter. Ball in the left hash. Twins left, no receivers right. Double tight end right. Legs on Raby's right. Josh Hill goes in motion. He gets a little toss going to the right.
Not
and it's
wrong.
Well covered by the Blue Jays. It's actually going to lose a yard or two, I think, on that. So good pursuit by the Blue Jays. A host of Blue Jays in on that tackle.
Yeah, they weren't fooled by that man in motion action. So, but you got to try him once in a while, right?
You sure do. Yeah, no, I like the call because if he drops it, it's an incomplete pass. So, so they're second and goal here, 9:13 counting. Single receivers both sides. Handoff. This time it's Jackson Case up the middle, and he gets to about the 5. So a short gain here, setting up third down. Case now in the game for Legs. Gets a break. 8:57 and counting here. Big third and goal situation here for the Pios.
Would love to see him punch it in here, Don.
Sure would, yes. Johnny. With the ball in the right hash. I know they like to roll Raby out left, even though he's a right-handed QB. They got twins left here. Case is on Raby's left. Double tight ends. Here's the snap. Raby fakes the handoff. Looking for the end zone. In some trouble. Looks like he's going to try. No, he passes. He's got a guy, but he overthrows.
Jeez, Louise.
Really nothing there. Good coverage there by the Blue Jays.
I thought he was going to take off with it there for
a second. I did too, yeah. But I think there were just too many Blue Jays in the way. And but you're right, Johnny. Even if he slides at the 2 or 3, you have a more manageable fourth and short maybe.
Yeah.
But
well, here comes 3 points.
With this field goal, I believe Jacob Laurent ties the school record. So, and it's going to be about a 17-yard field goal. Snap is good, hold is good, and so is a kick. So, the Pios strike first blood in the form of a field goal by senior Jacob Laurent. And again, we'll have to confirm with Mike Westermeyer, but I believe that ties the school record for either points or field goal by the Kenosha senior, erstwhile soccer star. So, and we'll keep it here. Actually, no, let's take a quick 30-second break here on the Pioneer Football Radio Network. Anya, take it away.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Wisconsin needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back, everyone, to Carroll University Pioneer Football up against Elmhurst Blue Jays. This is Johnny Watermolen with Triple G and Don. Take it away. We're getting ready for the kickoff after that 3-point field goal, Don.
Jonas Burnett and Max McCarville back to receive as Laurent kicks it off. It's a squibber down the middle. It's fielded by the up back who takes a knee at the 29. So decent field position there for the Blue Jays. They must have a strong kick return effort for Laurent to kick it like that.
Yeah, they were worried about something there.
But the way the Pio defense has been playing, I think they're looking to maybe push the Blue Jays back here a bit. So let's take a look here. Big stand, obviously, for the Blue Jays, trailing 3-0 with 8:22 remaining in the first quarter. Pios in all orange, Blue Jays in blue pants, white shirt. Twins left, single receiver right, flanker goes in motion now. That's McCarville. Tailback and Acosta's left. He gets a snap. He looks quick to his right, a quick pass. He's got a receiver there. And that's close to first down yardage there, 9-yard gain.
Big gain.
Yep. That's number one. No, sorry.
Get to our two deeps.
So the left FYI, Laurent just tied it with that field goal, 24.
So we are confirmed on that. Thanks, Shani. So, yeah, that was number one, Jacob Cockrell on that catch. So second and one here, 7:51 and counting. Ball in the right hash, Twins left, single receiver right, tailback on Acosta's left. Here's a snap. It's going to the tailback up the middle. He's got first down yardage and continues to push forward to the 46-yard line, and the Blue Jays will move the chains for the first time today. And a different tailback in there. That's Jaden LaRosse.
For Will the first Campbell, down yardage. Down on that play, Will Campbell blitzed, and that gave that guy an opportunity to make a little extra yardage there.
Got it. Good call, Johnny.
Yep.
Excellent observation from the czar of the Telestrator, Johnny Watermelon.
Uh-huh.
So we got tight Twins left here, single receiver right ball on the right hash. It's going to be a hand, no fake handoff. It's a keeper here by Acosta. He gets about five, but is met hard by a couple pios there. Your boy Will Campbell.
Pretty hard there.
And then number 14. For the Pios, Evan Holm.
Campbell must have been mad because he missed on that blitz, but he really tagged the guy that time.
Got him there, yep. So we're looking at second and six right at the 50-yard line here for the Blue Jays. Clock winding, 6:48 and counting in the first quarter. Pios leading 3-0 here. Ball in the right hash, Twins left, single receiver right. Now the tailback moves to the left. We got a wing here under the guard. It's a hand
Come
up
on,
up the
defense.
Middle. He pushes it outside. He beats one tackle. And he's got first down yardage and then some. Aiden Pollock. So it looked like it was going up the middle, and he pulled it outside. Some good blocking there in the left side of the line. And Pollock did a great job of evading a tackler there.
He really did, because he looked like he was bunched up right there at the beginning of that run, and then he bounced off to the left. And
so ball's at the 42 of the Pios as the Blue Jays enter Pio territory. First and 10, 6-11 and counting the first quarter. Ball on the left hash. Twins right, single receiver left. Tight end wing left, tailback on Acosta's left. It's going to no, fakes the tailback. He's looking downfield across the middle. He's got a guy.
Oh, no.
Missed tackle. He's heading for the end zone to the right. Five, touchdown, Blue Jays. And that's Jacob Cockrell. Had him over the middle, and a missed tackle there by the Pio D-back. And so now Blue Jays are on the board, and they have the lead. As we await the field goal, or the extra point here, excuse me. And a different kicker here for the extra point.
Number 46.
Malake Korea is the kicker. And it's good. So it's 5:56. It's the Blue Jays of Elmhurst 7. And our beloved Pios 3. We'll take a quick 30-second break here on the Pioneer Football.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
Welcome back, everyone, to CFF Media's live coverage on WAUK 540 AM and 101 FM, The Shaw. Don, we got a 7-3 contest, and Elmhurst just scored a touchdown.
Yep, and this is Malachi Korea, the freshman from Canton, Illinois, kicking off. He just made the extra point. Keon Miller back for the Pios here. Welcome back to Schneider Stadium, and let's see if the Pios have an answer to the big strike from the Blue Jays. It's a short kick. It'll be taken on the hop. Oh, ball drops. It is fielded cleanly by Josh Hill, and he's making some room upfield, pushing all the way close to the 40. Fights his way to the 41. A good extra effort
nice
there
return.
By Hill.
Nice return.
So ball
by
bounced
Josh Hill.
Off his foot, and it was looking dangerous there, but Hill, showing a lot of composure, fields it cleanly, and actually manages to run for about 12 or 13 more yards.
Thank God.
Thank heavens.
Yeah, that was a nice run with a little mishap.
Here come the Pio offense, led by fifth-year senior Josh Raby.
Come on, Axeman.
The Axeman. Ball on the left hash at their own 42-yard line. 5:25 in the opening quarter. Twins right, single receiver left in the form of Austin Eichstadt. They're putting time back on the clock, I think. Is that what he said? 5:36 is your time. So good observation. So Legs is back in on Raby's right, and we got a tight end wing right here. Looks like Trevor Hancock. Here's a snap. Raby gives the Legs going left here, and good pursuit by the Blue Jay defense. Actually lost a half yard on there. 92 for Elmhurst. And that going off the two deep again here. It's Daniel Dowling, freshman, with a big play on that one. Or sealing it anyway. Twins right, single receiver left, Legs on Raby's right. Trevor Hancock on a wing right here, tight end. 5:03 and counting, second and 11. Raby looks right, he's going deep. And he's got a guy, good coverage there, and Keon Miller. And Miller couldn't get turned around.
Yeah, that was the wrong shoulder.
There was good coverage there by the corner. Number 41, really going off the two deeps here. That's Edward Mays on that coverage there. So now we got trips right, single receiver left. Legs is on Raby's left here, and a third and 11 for the Pios. Here's a snap. Raby looking to his right. No, back to his left. He's got a receiver.
That's
got to
be interference.
Yeah, the flag goes down. Intended pass for Josh Hill. And Talon West, the junior from Lake Mary, Florida. Too much, a little too handsy there, and Josh Hill coming from behind.
Handsy? He mugged him.
Yeah. I stand corrected. It was a good pass to Hill there,
even
too,
I saw that one, Don. Yep.
Penalty on number 25 of the defense.
So Rabio's looking right, and he switches left at the last second to hit Josh Hill. So Piles will move the chains here. It should be an automatic first down. Yep, there we go. So it's right at the 50-yard line, first and 10. 4:52 is your time remaining in the opening quarter. Clock stops with the penalty. And ball on the left hash, Twins right, single receiver left, Legs on Raby's left. Tight end wing right, that's Trevor Hancock. Here's a snap, fakes the Legs, looking left. He's looking for Hancock. No, now he goes across the middle. He's got a guy.
Good play.
It's caught. Keon Miller for another first down at the 35. Took two Blue Jays to finally bring him down.
Well timed.
Great look by Raby. He was looking at Hancock initially. He was well covered in the flat.
Yep.
Coming from the right to the left. But then Keon Miller coming from the right across the middle. They had him. So good job by Raby finding his options.
Yep. He was checking down. That's just what you want to see out of Raby.
Ball on the left hash. Twin packages both sides. Legs on Raby's right. Here's the snap. Raby looks to his left. He's got a guy right away. Little high for Josh Hill. And Talon West again timed it a little bit better than the last time. Was a high pass for Hill there. So it's second and 10 as the clock stops with 4:19. Pios trailing the Blue Jays 7-3. The Blue Jays of Elmhurst.
Pios are doing a good job not letting Elmhurst get into their head.
That's it.
You know,
Twins right, now. Single receiver left, Legs on Raby's left. A second and 10 here at the 35. Raby looks left again. He's got Hills.
He's open.
It's hot. There goes Josh Hill. 10, 5. Shoestring tackle at the 3 there by Talon West. I thought there would have been a flag for interference or defensive holding that would have been declined, but it's a moot point as Hill gets the catch and a touchdown saving tackle there by Talon West. I thought Hill had that, but credit to West for not giving up on the play. And he got away with a defensive hold.
He did.
So clock runs for 3:59 and counting. Opening quarter, Pioneers looking to get back on the board, trailing 7-3. Ball on the left hash here at the 5-yard line. Twins right, single receiver left. Legs on Raby's right. Here's a snap. Raby fakes the legs. He's rolling out right. He might take this himself. No, he's got a guy. Oh! Had Josh Hill there, and I don't know, from my angle, it looked like a good pass. Maybe led Hill a little too much there, but a good look by Raby. I thought he was going to run it there.
Yeah, me too.
Enough.
I thought he was going to go in.
I thought he had some space.
Trevor Hancock was actually open there on that play, too. Then he threw it to Hill. But
So Hancock went from the left to the right, right, Johnny?
Right.
Okay, makes sense. So second and goal, ball at the 5-yard line, 3:42 remaining. Pios trailing 7-3. Single receivers both sides, legs on Labie's left. It's going to go legs up the middle there. He pushes forward. He gets to about the 2. Gable with the tackle, Bryce Gable.
Well, what do you do here now, Don and Greg?
Well, it's 3rd and 2, and you know, similar to North Central, they'd see Raby maybe punch it up the middle himself. Maybe even go under center and show a different formation. Clock runs, 3:18 and counting here. A 7-3 Blue Jay lead, but the Pioneers are threatening. They're at the door here. Twins right, no receivers left. Legs on Raby's right. Here's a snap. Raby's rolling out right again. He's got a guy. It's caught.
Touchdown.
Touchdown. Woo-hoo.
Yes.
Josh Hill with the 6. So the Pioneers
right
take the lead Pios. Back with 3:03 remaining as we await the Jacob Laurent extra point. So great look and a quick release there by Raby, which he was rolling out, but as soon as he saw Hill open, and that was Josh Hill, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. So
I like it when Raby rolls out. Gives him an option.
I do too, especially the way he can run. Here's the snap and the hold, and it's all good. It's now 10-7 Pios with 3:03 in the first quarter over Elmhurst. We'll be back after this quick 30-second break on the Pioneer Football Radio Network. Anya, take it away, please.
Red Delicious, Honey Crisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back, everyone, to live and local coverage on WAUK 540 AM and 101.1 FM, The Shaw. We are at Schneider Stadium for Carroll University's homecoming football contest. Don, take off with the kick.
So, Johnny, Burnett and McCarville are back to receive after the Josh Hill touchdown.
That was Josh Hill's first touchdown of the year. That
first
has
touchdown
to be
of the year.
Good for
Gotta
him.
Gotta feel good, yep.
Yeah.
Here's the kick from Loren. It's another squibber, and it's fielded by McCarville at the 15. He's running from his right to the left, and he fights to about the 26-yard line there. Travis Redberg with the tackle. Runberg, excuse me. The outside linebacker, where's number 43? The quiet man on this Pio defense. Hmm.
Triple G, what do you think is going on here with these squib kicks? Is Buddha seeing something on film that he doesn't like kicking deep?
I'm sorry, Johnny, I couldn't quite.
I'm just wondering why we're seeing so many squib kicks by the Pios.
Instead of kicking it deep.
Instead of kicking it way deeper.
Yeah. I know that they're trying to get some new kickers, you know, in the fold. So
first and 10 here. It's a handoff to Pollock on the right. Sorry about that, Greg. And a couple Pios there to meet him, but they still push forward. So what should have been a 3 or 4 yard gain comes closer to 7.
But
6 yard gain.
You know, Carroll's always had that next man up philosophy, Johnny.
Okay.
So they're always looking for the next man up. That's part of their character development program.
But we know Laurent has a leg, and he's been capable of putting it in the end zone for a touchback. So anyway, 2nd and about 4 here. Ball in the right hash at the 33. Trips left. Pollock on Acosta's right. Acosta under some
comes
pressure.
A blitz.
He's sacked.
He's got him.
Good pressure by the Pios. And that's number 92 for the Pios. Riley Staub, another Home Depot employee.
He's pretty fired up down there.
He sure is. And it's funny, I don't see him. He's been in the 2 deep before. I don't see him here. So make that...
Uh,
So he has tackled the line of scrimmage, so I guess it doesn't count as a sack. It looks like a loss to me because they're at the 31 or 2, so really should be 3rd and 7. Or no, instead of 3rd and 4, it's 3rd and 6. I get it now. Okay. Twins left. Single receiver right. Pollock on Acosta's left. Acosta looks. Oh, it's a drop pass. He had the tight end in the flat. Might have had the first
Thank
down
God.
There.
But yep, he had some room.
A big drop there.
3 and out.
Christian Klinger, the junior from Pelican Lake, Wisconsin, dropped that one. So it is a 3 and out for the Blue Jays as Nick Mullett comes out to punt. They should allow him to take his helmet off so we can see if he has a mullet. Back to receive, I believe that's Sammy Muth at pile 31.
All business in the front, right, Don?
That's it. There's a snap. Some pressure. It's blocked. Pyle
got it. Going in.
He's going to run it in. Touchdown.
Yes. Yes.
The crowd goes crazy. Everybody's coming out on
Jim
the field.
Jim Clem, the strong safety with the recovery and the touchdown. I don't know who gets credit for the block. There are like 3 or 4 piles all over that. That poor guy didn't have a chance. Mullet got shaved on that one.
Johnny, what did you see there? The blocked kick.
I'm telling you what, there was just a little fire in that guy's eyes, and he came through just about untouched, and
they
bam!
Set the house. Here's Laurent for the extra point. The snap, the hold, the kick is true. And with 1:25 in the opening quarter, it's now the Pios 17 and the Blue Jays of Elmhurst 7. We'll be right back in the Pioneer Football Radio Network. Anya, take it away. 30-second break, please.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Welcome back, everyone, to Civic Media's live and local coverage on WAUK 540 AM and 101.1 FM. We're watching a great first quarter of football at Carroll University Schneider Stadium. Don, what do you think so far?
A lot of excitement. That last Carroll defensive stand included a sack, and then 2 plays later, a blocked punt leading to a touchdown in the hands of Jim Clem. So Laurent will kick off. Jonas Burnett and Max McCarville back at their own 10 to receive. And it's another punch kick. McCarville will get it on the right. He's going to go to his left here. Cuts up the middle and gets to about the 25, so good coverage by the Pioneers. And you notice too, Johnny, they're kicking it away from Jonas Burnett, number 34. They're kicking it to Max McCarville. So
yeah,
maybe Burnett is the secret weapon of the Blue Jays on the returns.
Could be. And the other thing that I'm noticing there is that it helps develop the coverage. Those
yeah.
squib kicks take just 1 second longer, and I think the Pios get a chance to adjust their penetration on those kicks.
Yep, that's true. There was great coverage there. There was nothing on the outside, so McCarville had to cut it up the middle, and there
yep.
were some Pios there.
Yep.
So about a 15-yard return on that. Trips left, ball at midfield here at the 25, no receivers right. Pollock gets the ball from the left,
Stopped.
And he's met by some Pios for a big loss. Number 50, is that 51 or 61? 51, Braden Bolt, the 6'1 junior from Fondy.
Just,
a one-man wrecking crew on
yeah,
that one.
Do not enter sign on
nope.
his front of his helmet.
He's in the D-tackle spot. We're looking at some different piles here that we don't usually see in this front four. So now it's second and 13 from the 22. Twins right, single receiver left. It's fakes to Pollock, and he's sacked!
Oh, my God.
Wow. That's it was 42. Will Campbell with help from number 92 of the Pios. And, again, this guy's not on the two deep. That's hang on. Let's get our faithful Riley Staub. How can I forget? Another lumberjack, friend of my son Evans. We saw Riley Staub at Tally's with his dad having dinner
wow.
after the Illinois Wesleyan game.
Wow.
So third and about a quarter of a mile here for the Blue Jays. Third and 20 from their own 15. And now a time is called, and I think that's coming from the Blue Jay side of the field.
No, it's a quarter switched on.
No, thanks, Johnny. So after one, it's the Pioneer 17 and the Blue Jay 7. We'll be back after this one-minute break here on the Pioneer Football Radio Network. Anya, take it away.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Welcome back, Pioneer Nation. We're watching a great quarter of football. Just got done. Carroll 17, Elmhurst 7. We're watching just a fantastic effort here. What a great offensive series.
Yeah, Johnny, we just got the stats for the first quarter from Mike Westenmeyer. We'll go over those when we have a moment. We're ready to start the second quarter as the team switch side. The Pioneers will now be defending the Falcon Mezzanine Quad Graphics end zone. And it's third and 20. Twins right, single receiver left. The snap, he's going downfield. He's got a guy. Oh, I thought he had it. It was dropped.
Oh, it was
a good
close
pass there by Acosta.
Yep.
That was Zach Henderson, the 6'1 junior from Evanston, the Wildcat, my old stomping grounds, and thought he had it. He had enough room there on the corner of Marion Bridges, and I just couldn't reel it in. So that was a great effort there by the Blue Jays. But now it's Nick Mullett into punt, and Sammy Muth at the 46. Here's a snap. Good pressure again, but they do get it off. It's a short one, though. Is that Coach Buddha on the catch? He was going to run it. Yeah, he started running it. Now it's a different coach there. I thought it was Buddha. But, you know, the young coaching staff, these guys wish they were in pads. They could probably get away with it, too, Johnny.
Yeah, he looked like he was ready to take off.
Yep. So great field position for the Pios at the Blue Jay 35-yard line. And here comes Raby and company. They've accounted for 10 of the Pio's 17 points.
That was a really short punt there, Don.
There was some good pressure again, Greg. Yeah, by the Pios.
Tell you one stat that really sticks out is that Carroll is really dominating on the run here. Yep.
Twins left, single receiver, right ball in the right hash. Jackson Case on Raby's left. Raby looks to his left downfield. He goes, he's got a guy a little high. Oh,
almost intercepted.
He was going for Reed Breckheimer, and all Breckheimer could do was get a hand on it. And it was as good as a deflection there. And let's see here, number 37 for Elmhurst. Connor DeVries almost had an interception, but I think the deflection from Breckheimer broke it up. So second and 10 for the Pios, 14:44 remaining in the second quarter with a 17-7 Pio lead. And here we go, lining up again on the right hash here of the 35. Trips left, single receiver right. Jackson Case on Raby's right. Here's a snap. Raby looks to his right this time. Quick pass. He's got Josh Hill.
He breaks it. Tackle. He's going.
He's going to the field. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown.
Josh, we got another one.
Woo-hoo.
Wow.
Josh Hill gets his second touchdown of the game. And talk about yards after catch, Johnny.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
What started out as a 7 or 8 yard gain, he breaks a tackle and goes untouched all the way. A 35-yard touchdown pass from Raby to Hill. And Raby's second touchdown of the season is the second touchdown of the game. We will pause for a second as there is an injured Blue Jay on the field here. And that was number 42. Justin Harris, one of their better players, the D lineman. Hate to see that. He had a very active presence early on in the game.
And he did.
It looks like it could be a knee here. You hate to speculate, but.
Hate to see a kid get hurt and all the coaches out there.
The Blue Jay medical crew is out there, and our own Steve Staub is also there in attendance to provide some support.
Another stat that sticks out here, Don, is the first down conversions. The Carroll's way ahead here. on that. And, of course, time of possession, you know, 8:37 last quarter compared to 6:22. So
that's a good stat, yeah.
You know, when you can control the ball and run the ball,
yeah,
you have a tendency to win some games, don't you,
sure
Triple
do,
G?
Yep. Hey, real quick, Harris is back on his feet here. He's walking gingerly, but it looks positive. Like he could even possibly return. And it's his right knee that he's favoring, or right leg, and a teammate comes out to help. Care, you know, I walk him off. So you hate to see that. Harris was a real asset for the Blue Jay defense here. Justin Harris, the 6'3 sophomore from Maywood, Illinois. Proviso ace, good high school football tradition there. So here's Laurent for the extra point. I believe that's Tyler McLean holding. Snap is high, hold, and it's good, and the kick is good. So make it 24-7 with 14:37 remaining in the second quarter. We'll take a quick 30-second break here on the Pioneer Football Radio Network. Anya, take it away, please.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Welcome back to WAUK 540 AM and 101 FM. We're at Carroll University's Snyder Stadium watching a great contest. The Pios are really putting the leather on right now.
They sure
are. It's 24-7 with 14:37 left in the second quarter.
And Johnny, before Laurent kicks it off, I want to mention, you mentioned how Pios really outgained the Blue Jays on running. Lick Legnioli, legs, 58 yards on 8 carries. 57 net, I should say. 7.1 average. That's pretty darn good against, I think it's minus 0.2 yards, I think, for the Blue Jays. So here's the kick. McCarver will take it again. Oh, he drops it. Picks it up at about the 10. Goes to his left. And finally smothered at the 20. So that one went to Jonas Barnett. It was closer to Barnett, and McCarville took it. So I think we were worried about the coverage. I think because the Pios were expecting wetter, rainier conditions, that they were booting the ball against the ground there to maybe cause some fumbles.
Yes. So far, Johnny, would you say that weather has played a factor in this game? I
maybe the wind.
I'm not seeing a lot of slipping or anything going on out there, so I think the field's in pretty good shape.
You look at the flags, and they're not, well, now they are, but for a second they weren't. So first and 10 Blue Jays at the left hash at the 20. Twins right, single receiver left. Pollock on a quick pass. Oh, and he misses the receiver.
Yeah.
And they're going back to the well there with their star receiver who scored a touchdown.
Somebody zigged when they should have zagged on that one, dude.
That is it. Jacob Cockrell. From Acosta. It was a quick pass there, and it just maybe Acosta cut too much. Or maybe he was supposed to go out on that. Amarion Bridges covering. Or as I like to call it, the Bridges of Amarion County. So it's second and 10 here. 14:29 is your time remaining in the second quarter. Same formation. Twins right, single receiver left, ball on the left hash here. Pollock on Acosta's left. Tight end goes in motion from the left to the right. Here's a snap, and it's going to go to Pollock. Oh, good misdirection up the middle. Oh, but Nick Montes is there. So it looked like a big gain. Turns out only to be 3 yards.
Montes showed up like a shadow and hit him hard right
sure
at the
did.
End.
Yeah, good adjustment there.
Yes, he did.
I thought Pollock made a great move.
He did.
Cutting there to find the hole.
I was worried.
And same there. I thought he was going to get first down yardage, maybe more. But Montes, great reaction. Great quickness from that D-line.
Came out of the shadows and popped him.
Yep. So third and 6.
Crowd getting into
Steve,
it. Crowd
Steve
getting
Lazar
pumped.
The right. Yep, they sure are. And Twins right, single receiver left. Pollock on Acosta's left. Here's the snap. He's looking to his left. He's going for his go-to guy, and he catches it. Breaks a tackle.
Uh-oh.
Breaks another tackle. And finally brought down. at the 36 of the Pio. So Jacob Cockrell,
what a
Anacostia
play.
Saying that the Blue Jays are not finished. A lot of football left to be played here. A big gain.
I actually think he might have got interfered with, and he still caught the ball.
He sure did, yeah.
He got held up there a little bit, but
Bridges
the receiver
on
let
the
him
coverage,
go.
Yeah. There's a couple of defensive holdings on both sides
I
of the zebra
so,
let
yeah.
go, yeah. 13-19 and counting. Big first and 10 for the Blue Jays after a 36-yard gain on that one. Twins left, single receiver right, ball in the middle of the field. Here's the snap. He fakes to the tailback. Some pressure. He gets hit.
Oh.
And it's going to be called an incomplete pass. It was tipped, too, by the Pios. Guess who? Nick Montes. So Montes really getting his name
yes.
in the paper today.
Making an impact. Yep. Wow.
Steven Lazarus also putting some pressure on. And Tim Nelson was also a factor on that. So clock stops with the incomplete pass, 13:02. Make it 2nd and 10 for the Blue Jays. At the Pioneers, 36. Oh, we got a penalty here.
Yeah, intentional grounding.
Intentional grounding, they're calling it.
Oh.
There was nobody there, so good call. I saw a ref do a tip sign, but I think the tip notwithstanding, there was really no Blue Jays anywhere in distance.
Well,
all those receivers went deep downfield.
Yeah, I thought there might have been a tight end in the vicinity, but, you know, the
so
Zebras.
Is that just the loss of down in
It is, yeah, it is
loss
a loss of down because, yeah, it's second down,
it
yeah. So they've already walked it off, I think, at the,
yeah.
Because now the ball is at the 43 of the Pios. So maybe it's from the spot of the.
2nd and 20, 13:02 to go.
Yep. And it's Twins left, single receiver, right ball in the middle of the field. Two running backs now. One goes in motion. And a flag goes
and
down.
Another flag.
We got some motion here from the offense, it looks like. I think the right side of the front line moved.
Field in motion.
Yep.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You certainly cannot do that. And that was Caden Cornell, the sophomore from Grand Rapids, Michigan, on that one.
Everything kind of flowing with the Pios on this.
260-pound lineman. So now we got Twins left with a. Now they're calling it second down. Twin packages both sides here. One tailback there for Acosta on his right. Here's the snap. Acosta looks. He goes for his tailback in the flat there. It's caught. And he's nowhere to go. Great job. The Bridges of Amarion County. Doing a good job there. Would certainly impress Clint Eastwood and Meryl Streep with that play. So no gain. 12:43 and counting. And now it's third down. Third and 22 they're calling it. Actually, no, third and 19. Ball at the 48 of the Pios. So a couple penalties hurt the Blue Jays on this drive here after a big gain on third and
22.
Trips left, single receiver right. Tailback Zach Norman on Acosta's right. Here's a snap. Looking to his left here. Now he's running. He's over the line, I think. It's the pass is completed short of a first. Way short. And
boy,
it's a tailback, Zach Norman. But I thought he was over the line
yeah.
there, but I guess as long as you have 1 foot back, it doesn't matter. And I think that was the case there.
Boy.
I just learned that on Monday Night Football when Josh Allen threw that touchdown. 1 foot was over the line, but the other one was behind, and that's all you need. So it's 4th and 12, and it looks like they're going for it because Acosta comes back out in the field.
I mean, why not? What do you have to lose by going for it, you know?
So here it is. They're going to go for it here, 4th and 12. Twins right, single receiver left. Here's the snap. Acosta, you can
oh,
see
no.
it on the pass. It's an open ball. It's picked up by Pios.
Got it.
And they will, Elios Martinez with the recovery.
Great job by the Pios.
And I think that was Steven Lazarus with the deflection. Damon Loker also in on that blitz. So a great stand by the Pios after giving up a 36-yard gain.
I hate to tell you, but I think that was Nick Montes that
was it okay?
Happen.
I wouldn't be surprised, Johnny.
He just
he's
he,
everywhere
he's an
today.
Animal.
Yep.
He's flying fast and hard today, boy.
You know, the way these guys play together, I like to throw a little action, get their names out there. But I'm glad you corrected me. Single receivers both sides. Jackson Case in the game now. We got a tight end in motion here. Here's a handoff. Case, and he gets a couple. Oh, he keeps pushing forward. So about a three-yard gain. So the Frenchman brought him down, number 32.
Twenty-four to seven, Pio's got 11 minutes left in this quarter.
Second and six, ball at the Pio 49. We got single receivers both sides. Jackson Case on Raby's right. Double tight end here with Hancock and Breckheimer. Breckheimer in kind of a wing slot spot on the right. Here it is, and it's going to be a handoff again to Case.
Got some
legs.
Room.
That's legs going on the outside.
Look at him go.
He's got first down yardage. All the way to about the 38. Move the chain. What's that sound again, Johnny?
That's that rattling of the chains, Don.
So I thought it was Jackson Case, but those legs. And he scampers for a respectable 12-yard gain.
He did. He must have got popped right at the end there because his mouth guard came out.
Sure. You know, I thought that was the ball at first, wasn't it?
No,
you're right. It was a mouth guard. Yeah.
So he got tagged or was so excited he had an open mouth.
There you go. Yep.
Out it came.
Twin packages, both sides, ball in the left hash here. First and 10 Pios, 10-12 remaining. Looking to add to a 24-7 lead here. Raby gets a snap. He's looking to his left. He's going downfield. And it's broken up. Keon Miller, the intended receiver. Good job by Taylen West. They're really picking on West today, but he did a great job on that one.
He sure did on that one. He was actually
Josh Hill, I'm sorry, the intended receiver.
He beat Hill on that one.
He sure did.
Good position.
Yep.
But he's not going to win them all.
Nope. Second and 10. Clock stops at 10:03 with the incomplete pass. Blue Jays showing four down linemen here. A 4-2 defense, if you will. Twins right, single receiver left. Case up. And a
Pios
flag.
Moved.
Some movement by the Pios there. Haven't really seen much of that this season. So.
No, that's unusual for this group.
But Raby likes to throw longer, help his average. You know this too, we got to mention that Austin that hasn't gotten a lot of action, so the Blue Jays.
No, I haven't heard his name called.
Blue Jays are really keying on him, and when you have other talents in that in the receiver core and the running backs, it opens up opportunities for them if they're putting the focus on Eichstad. Twins right, single receiver left, and that is Eichstad. Ball on the left hash. Case on Raby's left, and it is Case, number 20. Wing right, tight end. Here's the snap. Raby looks left. Now he's going right. Now he scampers, going back to the left again, and
just threw it
to the ground. Yep. Breckheimer well covered, as were the rest of the receivers on that side of the field. And so that makes it 3rd and 15. And, that one, again, I think you would have liked to have seen Raby run that, maybe get 5 or 6 yards and set up a more manageable third down. And I think, Coach Buda is a quarterback himself. I think he wants to keep these guys protected. So here we go. Trips right, single receiver left. Case on Raby's left here. 9:59 is the time remaining in the first half, a 24-7 Pio lead. Here's a snap. Raby looks right. Pressure goes to his left.
Got a screen developed.
They have a flag
down, flag.
But Case is still running and pushed out of bounds at about the 31 or 2.
I'm gonna call that back.
So it would have been a manageable fourth down for the Pios, one they might have gone for. They're now going to bring it back, and that's going to be 3rd and 20 at the 48 of the Pios. So now let's see where they spot the ball here. Yeah, it's a beautifully designed play. Raby was looking right.
Actually, it was.
Right as the pressure came in from the right, Case was open there.
The holding was on number 78 of the Pioneer offense.
That's Max Katsenos, the Greek freak from Cary, Illinois, Cary Grove High School. So now we got trips right here at the ball on the left hash. Ball in the Pio 49. No receivers left. Trevor Breckheimer, left tight end. Case on Raby's right, or maybe that's legs back in the game. That's legs. They're going to do legs on a misdirection here. Breaks one tackle, and he gets to about the 45, so they got about 6 or 7 on that. And looks like Noah Streveler will come on to punt it away. So just a safe play to set up a decent punt there. I think if legs could have gotten maybe 5 or 6 more yards, they might have gone for it or might have sent Jacob Laurent out. But two receivers back for Elmhurst, And one of them is the dangerous Jacob Cockrell. We've seen what he can do as a receiver. Max McCarville's back with him. Here's the punt from Strebler.
Big punt.
And they're going to let that bounce into the end zone for a touchback. So, with 9 minutes left in the second quarter, Pioneers with a commanding 24-7 lead. But the Blue Jays have demonstrated they can score on these Pios and they can move the ball upfield. But the Pio defense has been very advantageous and aggressive. And I think they have at least two or three sacks today, a couple hurries, some deflections, a couple Johnny, tackles behind scrimmage.
Johnny, would you have done a squib kick there? Would you have tried that?
No.
If you were the Pios, no?
I don't think so.
Twins
think
right, single receiver left, double tight end left. Here's a snap, quick pass over the middle. He's got a guy, he drops it.
Oh! Could have been trouble.
There. Elliot Miller, the Pewaukee Pirate on that, and that was intended for Cockrell. So you know they want to get Cockrell the ball. Makes it second and 10 here, 8:57. Great coverage by the Buccaneer Pioneer, Elliot Miller of Council. So Twins right, single receiver left, tight end wing left. Tailback now on the left of Acosta. Here comes a blitz. Fakes a handoff. It's a keeper from Acosta. And he gets mad at about the 21. Will Campbell coming to shut that one down. But great great coverage from the Pio defense on that side of the field. I like the decision there by Acosta, but
great pursuit by Campbell.
Sure
he came
was.
In flying in like, man, he was,
I was
hell-bent for leather.
Maybe first down yardage there, but instead, it's third and a long eight for the Blue Jays here. Big stand for both teams. 8:23 and counting in the first half. Twins right, single receiver left, tailback on Acosta's left. And fakes a hand over the middle. He's got Cockrell. He catches it. That's first down yardage. Falls down at about the 33. Enough for a first down, and they will move the sticks. So a clutch play there by Acosta. They had a deeper cushion there, I think, on Cockrell, setting him free. And
Elmhurst did their job there.
Yeah, you'd really like to see maybe double coverage on Cockrell and force them to use other receivers. See
he's
what
just
they can
so
do.
Dangerous, you guys.
He Cockrell sure is, yeah. So Blue Jays still in business here. Now they got a pistol formation. Twins right, single receiver left here at the 33. It's a handoff to Pollock. And he's mad at the line of scrimmage. Maybe, no, they'll give him one here.
Not a lot of opportunity on that one.
Damon Locher with the tackle.
Damon Locher, hard worker on the field and hard
sure
worker
is.
At the Carroll University Information Desk.
Nice.
You can catch him answering questions there during the week.
Sounds good. So second and nine. Ball at the 35, 7-12 and counting. Twins right, single receiver left. Tailback on Acosta's right. Receiver goes in, flanker goes in motion. That's McCarville to the left. Here's a snap. Fakes left, looks to his right, and it's incomplete. So it's third and long. He was going for number 13, Zach Henderson, but he was well covered there
he
on
was.
That side by Elliot Miller.
It was a little handsy, but, you know, They let him play there on that play.
And the pass simply wasn't
there. Yeah, just
there, either,
it wasn't. He was way off on the pass.
Yep.
So the ref probably went, eh. You know.
So clock stops with 7 minutes exactly in the second quarter. Again, a 24-7 Pioneer lead. Third and nine here. And
big
ball in the right hash. Here. Yep, Twins left, Twins right. Tailback on Acosta's right. Here's the snap. Acosta looks to the left. Now he's looking to his right. And that pass is caught, but it's well short of a first down.
Yeah.
Again, I think that was Amarian Bridges. No, that was Elliot Miller on that coverage. So the Pioneers will take over after this punt, assuming there won't be a fake. But the ball at the 34 here. Yep, Mullet's out there. And Sammy Muth back to return for the Pios. Receive, I should say. He's at the Pios' 26-yard line. And let's see what kind of pressure the Pios will put on. They've had a lot of success. A block that led to a touchdown and a forced bad punt. Here's a snap. Here comes the pressure. Mullet gets it off. It's a shorter punt again. It's going to bounce, and it's going to take a Blue Jay bounce all the way to the 25. So good job there by Mullet and team.
Yep.
So, but we'll start at the 25. 6:06 remaining, a 24-7 lead as Raby and company return to the field. And great job by the Piles answering.
They did.
What looked like a promising drive for the Blue Jays on a key third and long conversion.
Stiffened up there.
They sure did.